Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 70 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 66 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 73 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Partly sunny. 77 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 80 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 81 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 83 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Partly sunny. 83 degrees.
NAKBB.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 84 degrees.
WBAE
monitoring. Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Sierra Charlie, mobile monitoring.
Oh, good afternoon. My name is Walt. Here is Sterling Heights. What up?
Hey, Walt. It's going to be an eventful day for me, kind of a pain in the butt. Got done with work, and now I'm recently divorced, so I was living with my dad for a little bit, and now I'm moving into my apartment. So I was out in Oxford, and I was in Clinton Township, and now I'm moving back out to Oxford. So it's a hot, sweaty day for me.
Real good. I don't know to congratulate you. You're talking to somebody that was married for 62 years. The only thing I knew about Oxford, many, many, many decades ago, when I worked at Sears, one of the guys in the tire department bought the theater in Oxford. He didn't make any money on it, but he just always wanted to own a theater, movie house.
Yeah, that theater's still there, and it's still functioning. You know, it's a corporate thing now. But I guess Oxford's mostly known for, I guess, the guy who used to be the voice of the Lone Ranger in the Black and or the radio days, I guess, was from Oxford.
I'm sorry, the phone rang. What is your name?
My name is Chris.
Yeah, Chris, I forget everybody's name and call. And if you're too young to remember Morton F., Michigan Outdoors, he lived in Leonard, Michigan, and he was a ham radio operator, along with Arthur Godfrey, which way before your time.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know the names, and I know who those people are. I'm 40, but, I don't know. I used to like to watch old stuff, and so I'm familiar with old actors and musicians and things like that. So I know who you're talking about.
What do you do for a living that would take you to Oxford? And where do you work?
So I've been a window cleaner for 20 years, and I've worked for other people for those 20 years. So, you know, worked for mom-and-pop companies here in Metro Detroit. I've worked for four of them over those 20 years, and I've gotten to know pretty much everything there is to know about this business. And about 4 or 5 years ago, I started to do side jobs to help support my family, and it was making it to where I was working 7 days a week because people told people who told people, and it just grew to the point where I had to make a choice whether or not I wanted to go out on my own or keep working for other people. And actually, just before even anything happened with my divorce, I made the decision I was going to go out on my own in April of this year. So April 1st was my launch date, and I'm a business owner now. So I clean residential windows in Metro Detroit.
I'll be darned. Many years ago, working at a store in Birmingham, a lighting store, high-end stuff, guy was doing the windows, and I wouldn't talk to him. And he was from Saudi Arabia, and you could tell, well-educated. I mean, you just knew it. And I said, how many of your people are here? He said, about 200, extended family. They hated Saudi Arabia. They hated the ruling family. They just hated it. And they all came here. Pretty interesting. What solution do you use? What do you mix for your window washing solution?
So I know way back when people would use things like ammonia and newspaper and or ripped up baby diapers, things like that for wiping the edges and stuff. I just use water and Dawn dish detergent, or Dawn dish soap, and that's what I've been using for forever. It does a really good job, and but tea is not the solution. It's part of it, but you use 4-aught steel wool, and make sure you have a squeegee with a fresh piece of rubber in it, and that's what's going to get you the best results.
I'll be darned. Well, you got a holiday weekend to move. Yesterday was pretty interesting. Maybe you heard people talk about a lark in a park. We met at Metro, not a big crowd, all retirees. 11 of us were there. There were 5 stations on the air. I've had some health issues. I didn't bring my gear. We barbecued some hot dogs, grilled some hot dogs, ate some pizza, had some potato chips, and came home. Met a resident who used to live here, lives in Huntsville, WDHCRT, a hell of a portfolio of each contract worker, okay? He's been to Afghanistan, Iraq, if you ever heard of the Marshall Islands. He was a DX on Kwajalein, which was the big Navy battle during World War II. That bay is full of sunken ships and munitions and just everything. And he's worked on the Goodyear blimp and stuff like that. And anyway, we spent about 3.5-4 hours here at my house and went out to eat. And it was just a really neat guy with a lot of history.
Yeah, actually, I'm really familiar with the battles that he was in. I used to teach, a civilian, not division of the Marine Corps, I would say. It was like an organization that was run by civilians, and we taught World War II and World War I United States Marine Corps history. So I'm familiar with Kwajalein and the Marshall Islands, Solomon Islands, Tarawa, Saipan, all that fun stuff, but European theater is, of course, interesting, but I was more interested in the Pacific. That's pretty neat. I kind of travel a little bit. I'm a caver. I like to go explore caves. So I'm going up to the UP for my second time in my life in less than 2 weeks. 40 years old or 41, and I've never been across the bridge or seen the UP until 2 weeks ago. But I'm going back up again this next week, so I'm looking forward to it.
WBAD, now good for you. Yeah, I used to deer hunt up there. I would never want to live there. I never would. Interesting people. I would go into town. We'd eat at a local restaurant. Phenomenal food, you know, all really home-cooked. My buddies would hit the bar, nothing against it. I'd go to the fire station, all volunteer, chit-chat with the guys there, and find out where the real deer hunting is. And it worked out well. But, one day at field day, I get a phone call, and the area code is all zeros. I go, what the hell is this? He snagged a satellite phone from... when he was in Iraq and gave me a call and wanted to know about how the field day was going. I got a kick out of that.
That's hilarious. I would never, it makes sense to get a 000 area code to be a sat phone. That's kind of neat. That's exactly what I guess I would expect if they were going to give an area code to it, now that I think about it.
Well, he brought his ham gear with him, and, on a military base, you can get anything done. You know, as far as antenna work, wire, you know, it's there. So he puts up at station. Well, he didn't get a reciprocal license from Iraq, and the ARRL said, you don't count for DXCC. you didn't get a reciprocal license. He emailed back, I couldn't get a Abram tank to take me to downtown Baghdad to get my license.
So what did you do for a living, sir?
Well, my longest job was working for Sears Roebuck, McCall Mall, in what we call the tool department. I sold the lawn equipment, riding mowers, even saddles when I first started there in 64. And then they started weeding out full-time people. Their major selling product was the maintenance agreements, the extended warranty. Actually, decades ago, a couple of states tried to check all the retailers. They sold them to court, but they beat it. Then you realize decades later, people like Clarence Thomas, who sits on the Supreme Court, no wonder they didn't win it. And, yeah, and then just nickel and dime jobs after that, literally nickel and dime.
Nothing wrong with that. Anything to scrape and get by, nothing unhonorable in that, as long as you're out there doing stuff, you know? I think that's right now, this whole thing of moving back is a major financial strain on me. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it, but I'm going to go and I'm going to keep on moving forward and scrape by and try to make it work, you know? It's just the way life goes.
Oh, yeah, WB80. I have three sons. And, you know, one of them remortgaged his house during the 08 crash, and they told him, no, you didn't get it. We're selling your house. We're foreclosing without telling them. Wall Street robber barons. That's who actually took over Sears and Kmart. Eddie Lambert did it legally. Drove those businesses in the ground. They were on the way out anyway. But, yeah, and I got one in L.A., and two of my sons are here in Michigan. And one is a handyman who works he's worked under the counter his whole life. I don't even think he's ever paid taxes. And the other one, he works for a place, he's actually a foreman, that repairs hydraulic pumps. And you think it would be a nickel and dime. Man, oh man, those people are busy making money like you can't believe. It's either a salvo or an electric pump, air pump. But, yep, that's the story here. My youngest is 54, my oldest is 62.
Well, you've certainly seen a lot of life, but, those hydraulic and pneumatic technicians, I mean, they're the lifeblood of what keeps robotics working in the United States, so... You know, once the workers were replaced by the robots, someone had to step in to fix the robots, and that's where the money went. You know, and good for him for getting into that trade. And, I mean, heck, even just being an under the table handyman, whatever gets you by, man.
Yeah, the one son that does the pumps, he worked at one place literally after high school. You know, got a job sweeping the floors. 19 years later, he's a foreman. The owner groomed him in 08 when the crash came. And his stepson in charge wound up selling the place for $26 million. It was on Cannon Mound called Paragon. $26 million, left the state, moved down to Florida, opened up an air training facility for getting your pilot's license. Anyway, because my son knew people, these other people hired him, and he's been there for years. Lives out in Chesterfield Township. The one son lives in L.A. So they take care of the old man. They really do. The son out in L.A. handles the money. The son out here in Chesterfield Township and the other son handled a couple of the help, women coming in and cleaning the house, doing my laundry, and what have you. But so I'm here at 14 and Van Dyke, if you're familiar with the area, in Sterling. I call it Sterlingstan, like Afghanistan, Pakistan.
I'm slightly familiar with the area. Was that Warren? Or what are you saying? That's Sterling Heights. But, yeah, you know, I've only been living out here for just under a year in the Clinton Township area. So it's been, you know, 45 minutes each direction every day. So for me, this move is a major cut down on miles on my car and gas and things like that. And also, it just gets me closer to my boys. My youngest son has some really, really serious health concerns, so it just makes me feel better knowing that I'm closer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's where radio comes in handy. I've been, I guess maybe 5 years I've been into that WireZ stuff, C4FM, and I'm having a ball with it. Like tomorrow night about 8 o'clock, I'll check into the VK5 Australian net, hop all over the country in different rooms. Even this 70D handheld will do it.
Yeah, I have a Yaesu handheld that allows me to do some digital, but I just haven't played with it at all. You know, they're Fusion, so... but, you know, I've done some stuff with, I can't remember what the name of that, Echo Link. I've done Echo Link a couple times. That's kind of fun. But other than that, I mean, I just pretty much stay on UHF, VHF, and GMRF until just recently because for some reason, my mobile radio, yeah, I know I'm not supposed to, but it can do UHF, VHF, and GMRF, and for some reason it's not working with GMRF, so I got to figure that out.
Yeah, I never got into those other parts of the hobby. I've been in the hobby, I don't know, 37, 38 years, 39, I don't even know. I got into it through the back door. The FCC caught me on what we call the uppers, like channel 90 on the CB.
Yeah, I used to know a guy who was a ham radio operator in the 50s and 60s, I guess, and, you know, he was doing high frequency, and he was getting over into, he had made contact with China, and the Chinese sent him, you know, saying the Chairman Mao book and all kinds of stuff, so the FBI showed up at his house. So it's pretty wild, the stories I've heard.
Yeah, we used to CB Channel 90 sideband for walleye fishing. I had a Francis Whip on my full-size van. I could leave the Macomb Mall and talk to the guys on the Detroit River. I was a fishing addict. There's a whole subculture that still fishes the Detroit River. I haven't done it in years owing to age restrictions. And then I got a ham unit that had the crystals in it, a big antenna on a roof, two-story house in Warren, had a ball, they knocked on a door, had to go downtown. The guy said to me, you know, you're a traitor. You're on the upper frequencies that the government owns. And I said, you want my honorable discharge? I can't fit in my uniform anymore. You know, give me a break. I was 42 then. I don't need this crap. Anyway, letter writing, they send a letter. I'd send one back, wouldn't sign it. They'd send a letter back to sign it. I would send it signed. They'd send me another letter. I waited 29 days, sent them another letter, didn't sign it, they sent, anyway, wound up paying a $5 fine. So who calls me years later? The agent who busted me. He said, you guys gave me more fishing information, you know, how to catch walleye. It's an art on the Detroit River, in St. Clair. I said, why'd you bust me? He said, you sounded like a nice guy.
Yeah, when I was a kid, my dad would take us fishing on the Detroit River for walleye with their little trolling motor and go out there and just troll for them. So it was a good time, but I was never much of a water guy.
Yeah, I took all three of my sons, and they're not the youngest ones. Loves the fats that go 100 miles an hour. They cost just about as much as my house, and I'm serious. So, yeah, I like this area here. Until recently, I would go south on Van Dyke just a little bit and take a street to the east and go feed the deer in the winter. Hell of a deer herd in Warren. Hell of a deer herd. Maybe 3-4 years ago, the most I counted at one feeding session was 22 deer. And somebody a couple years ago killed a 12-pointer back in the Red Run Drain property. Took the head and took the meat.
I think it was 18 and mound. No, not 18 and mound. It was like, I think it was actually out towards the, don't you live close to Andiamos?
Yeah, 5 more minutes away.
Yeah, so there's like, there's an area right across from Andiamos. Holy smokes, something came falling off someone's car. There is a, a road by, across from Andiamos that has supposedly government contractors, like government buildings and stuff. So I was cleaning the windows back there, and I looked, and there's woods behind me, and I look, and there is the biggest coyote I have ever seen, and it was well fed, let me tell you. So that was pretty alarming to see in Sterling Heights, of all places.
Yeah, the people on that street, one side is suburbia, the other side of the street is the Red Run Dream property. You're along the Bear, I think it's called the Bear Creek there. I looked it up years ago. I could be wrong. And, yeah, there's a lot of coyote around the people where I did watch it there and walk the property. That was fun, but had a lot of health issues, and we had COVID in the house. The wife got the real first round of COVID, and it just destroyed her mentally. And I haven't done it lately, but the people there, because my second cousin is their mailman on the street, and they all love him. They would come out and talk to me. And the last time I drove down and was talking to people, just about a month ago, and 3 wild turkeys came out. But the coyote take, you know, they really do a number on them.
Yeah, well, I'm getting a little bit further from the repeater here, Walt, so I'm going to get going. It was a pleasure talking with you, sir. Hopefully we'll talk again. This is Echo 8, here at Charlie Mobile at I-75 and LaPierre Road, getting off.
Okay, you stay safe, my friend. WP80.
Updated weather. Severe thunderstorm watch.
KF8 BPI, KK6J calling. One more time for KF8 BPI, KK6J. Standing by and monitoring.
Severe thunderstorm watch. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 82 degrees. Severe thunderstorm watch.
KF8 BPI, KK6J. Negative copy, KK6J clear.
WF5X, that ain't done a thing. Larry, are you listening by chance?
Updated weather. Severe thunderstorm warning.
This is KDTX. National Weather Service, White Lake. I'm getting, trying to get caught up here. First I'll read the warnings that we got out. 1 second. Okay, National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for east central Shiawassee County in southeast Michigan and central Genesee County in southeast Michigan until 7 p.m. At 5:39, severe thunderstorm is located over Durand, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Primary hazards are 60-mile-an-hour winds and quarter-size hail. This severe thunderstorm will be near Swartz Creek and Lennon around 5:45, Flint around 5:55, Burton around 6:05, Davison around 6:30. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, White Lake. I'm going to get set up here at the desk, so be right back. Okay, this is KDTX. National Weather Service, White Lake, has issued severe thunderstorm watch 6-6-5 in effect until 8 p.m. this evening for all 17 counties in our CWA. All right, made that transmission nice and short. KDTX. Is anybody listening on the 3-5 here? Could somebody merge the DMR and the analog together so I can only use one mic?
KDTX,
coming up
at 8. Gotcha. The advised Genesee County is currently Kinsello. Condition yellow, Genesee County. WM at 8.
QSL, 1751. Says KDTX. Once again, severe thunderstorm watch number 665 is in effect until 9 p.m. this evening for all 17 counties in our CWA. Haven't gotten any updates yet, but current warnings are for central, east central Shiawassee County in southeast Michigan and central Genesee County in southeastern Michigan, and that is until 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. This is KDTX, National Weather.
WAPAP.
Station calling the frequencies in use for Skywarnet for National Weather Service, but like, please hold your traffic until after we've completed our net. Thank you. The great thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. for all 17 counties. And the severe thunderstorm warning for east central Shiawassee County is canceled. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7 p.m. for central Genesee County. At 5:55, a severe thunderstorm is located over Swartz Creek near Flushing, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Primary hazards are still 60-mile-an-hour winds and quarter-size hail. Severe thunderstorm will be near Flint and Swartz Creek around 6 p.m., Beecher around 6:20, Davison around 6:30. It's KDTX.
Severe thunderstorm warning. Severe thunderstorm watch. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 81 degrees.
This is KDTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7 p.m. for central Genesee County. At 6:07 Eastern Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located near Flint, moving east at 25 miles per hour. Primary hazards are still 60-mile-an-hour winds and quarter-size hail. The severe storm will be near Flint, Burton, and Beecher around 6:15. Crossroads Village around 6:20. Davison around 6:30. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, White Lake. All stations on the mic on that. My phone will be unmanned for about 5 minutes. KDTX. Says KDTX. As a reminder, the service Detroit Pontiac has issued severe thunderstorm watch number 665 and is valid until 9 p.m. this evening for all 17 counties in our CUWA. Current warning we have out is for central Genesee County, and it's still 7 p.m. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, White Lake. While the radio's quiet, is there any other county key stations wishing to check in to the mic on that at this time?
Whiskey Juliet, 8 Victor, Tuscola County, condition green.
Tuscola. Good evening. Is there anybody else?
Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Lima, Quebec, Bay County, condition green.
Okay, Bay County, got you in there. Are there any others? Okay, KDTX.
NHKPP.
NAKPP, the repeaters are being used at this present time for a Skywarn net for National Weather Service. If you could please hold your traffic until we clear, I'd appreciate that. KDTX, National Weather Service, White Lake.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Have a good evening. NAKPP.
Severe thunderstorm warning. Severe thunderstorm watch.
This is KDTX. National Weather Service has canceled the severe thunderstorm warning for Central Genesee County. The storm which had prompted the warning has weakened below severe limits and no longer poses an immediate threat to life or property. Therefore, the warning has been canceled. Severe thunderstorm watch number 665 still remains in effect until 9 p.m. this evening for all 17 counties of the CWA. KDTX.
KDTX.
Station calling.
It's as per your last, we're going to go down to a condition green. WM88 Genesee County.
KDTX.
KDTX, mention weather.
Station calling, did you hear?
KDTX, National Weather, Genesee County is going to be off the air. Yeah, if in the event something pops back up. But if you do anything about that, Ted, we'd appreciate just send everything at the north or south. WM8A, we'll be clear.
Okay, Mr. Stevenson, thank you very much. Katie Jackson.
Are we supposed to have nasty weather coming in tonight? NAGYU.
I apologize, destination calling. I was on TX. Could you repeat your traffic?
NC8 Golf Yankee Uniform, NAGYU. I'm in Emily City, and I'm in the basement, so I don't know what the weather's like outside. I'm just wondering. I know they said something about possible bad weather, but that's as far as I heard it. Go ahead.
Okay, this is a weather net for 17 county stations, for 17 county T stations. Unfortunately, you're not a county T station, so that, so if you could hold all your traffic until after we clear the repairs, I would appreciate it. This is KDTX. And just for your information, all 17 counties are under our watch until 9 p.m. And that's all 17 counties in our CWA. KDTX.
Roger, roger. Okay. I'll shut up. And I just was waiting, hoping to get a report on how bad, if it's going to be or not. And clear. Have a good day, gentlemen.
Station operating safety, repeaters are being used for a Micon net for National Weather Service in White Lake. Please hold all general traffic until after we've completed the net and release the repeaters to go on up to your KDTX.
Updated weather. Special weather statement. Severe thunderstorm watch. Special weather statement.
Says KTTX. A reminder, National Weather Service has issued severe thunderstorm watch number 665, valid until 9 p.m. for all 17 counties in our CWA. This is KTTX.
This is KD Tex from National Service by Lake. We have a severe thunderstorm watch, which is valid until 9 p.m. for all 17 counties in our CWA. So we're in a severe thunderstorm watch number 665. Valid until 9 p.m. for all 17 counties. This is KD Tex, National Service by Lake.
Severe thunderstorm watch. Special weather statement. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 80 degrees.
This is KG Tech. National Service has got severe thunderstorm watch number 665 in effect until 9 p.m. for all 17 counties of our CWA. Thank God this is not an actual active storm or storms that we had Tuesday, so I'm glad to have a quiet night. Any tips? If there are any key county stations wishing to get in on the list, let me know when you guys are there. I'd appreciate it. So far we have Genesee County, but they, I believe, checked out for a while. And I'm left with Tuscola and Bay. If there's any others, let me know and I'll get you down the list. KD Tex. All stations be advised, Micon will be unavailable for about 5 minutes. KD Tex. Okay, this is KD Tex. National Service Truck Pontiac has canceled 4 counties of the watch that is currently available, or up until 9. The counties that are canceled are Bay, Midland, Saginaw, and Shiawassee. Once again, Bay, Midland, Saginaw, and Shiawassee counties have been removed from the watch list. The watch still remains in effect for 13 counties. Genesee, Huron, Lapeer, Runaway, Livingston, Monroe, Oakland, San Lac, St. Clair, Tuscola, Washington, Wayne. This is KG Catch, National Service.
Severe
weather statement. Thank you very much. Yes, you.
7-3, KG Tax and National Order.
Severe thunderstorm watch.
This is KG Tex from National Weather Service, Walnut Lake. National Weather Service, Cook Pontiac has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for east central Macomb County in southeast Michigan and northeastern St. Clair County in southeastern Michigan until 8:15 p.m. At 7:43 p.m., a severe thunderstorm located near New Baltimore, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. Primary hazards are 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-sized hail. This severe thunderstorm will be near St. Clair around 8 p.m. This is KETF's next word. KETX, severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:15 p.m. for east central Macomb and northeastern St. Clair counties. At 7:49 p.m., severe thunderstorm is located near New Baltimore, moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. Hazards are ping pong ball-sized hail and 60-mile-an-hour wind gust. This severe thunderstorm will remain over mainly rural areas of east central Macomb and northeastern St. Clair counties, including the following locations: Anchorville, North Street, Adair, Ravelon, I'm sorry, Goodell's, Smith's Creek, Wadham's, Fort Gratiot, New Haven, and Avona, of Ivica. Smith Piggy Cats. I'm going to go back and learn how to read. Is there a county key station listing either from St. Clair County or Macomb County at present time? You were covered by, not sure what it was, but you were covered by a UT station from one of the counties?
Affirmative, St. Clair County.
Okay. I just want to know if there's somebody out there that case something did happen with the ping pong ball, so I feel. That if we need any clarification, so I can call on. Thanks for checking. Can I get your call sign?
Kilo Echo 8 Juliet November Fox.
Okay. Thank you for letting me know you're there. And do you have an active event this time?
Yeah, we are currently condition green here.
Okay, copy, condition green. Thank you very much. KD Jets. KD checks. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:15 p.m. for east central Macomb and northeastern St. Clair counties. At 7:57, severe thunderstorm is located near Richmond, moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. 2-inch hail and 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. I repeat, 2-inch hail and 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts are your primary hazards. This severe storm will be near St. Clair around 8:15, Marysville around 8:25. Since KD Tex, National Weather Service, White Lakes.
Severe thunderstorm watch. Good evening. 20:00 hours. Cloudy. 71 degrees.
This is KD Tex. The severe thunderstorm warning for east central Macomb County is canceled. The severe thunderstorm, which prompted the warning, has moved out of the warned area. Therefore, the warning has been canceled. The severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:15 p.m. for northeastern St. Clair County. Hazards are now 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and back down to quarter-size hail. At 6, a severe thunderstorm is located near Marine City or near St. Clair, moving east at 30 miles per hour. The severe thunderstorm will also be near St. Clair around 8:15 p.m. This is KD Tex, National Weather. Severe thunderstorm watch number 665 still remains in effect for 13 counties in our CWA until 9 p.m. This is KD Tex. This is KTTX. We have issued another severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern St. Clair County in southeast Michigan until 9 p.m. At 8:14 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located near Marine City or near St. Clair, moving east at 25 miles per hour. Primary hazards are 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. This severe thunderstorm will be near St. Clair around 8:20. KD Tex, National Weather. The severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern St. Clair County will expire at 8:15. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the warned area. Therefore, the warning will be allowed to expire. A severe thunderstorm warning has been reissued for southern St. Clair County at this time. Remember, a severe thunderstorm watch still remains in effect until 9 p.m. for 13 counties in our CWA in southeastern Michigan. KDCX National Weather Report.
Severe thunderstorm watch.
GX from WJAE Tuscola.
Go ahead, Tuscola.
We'll probably remain standby here until the watch actually expires, but thanks a lot, WJAE.
Okay, thank you for checking in tonight, sir. We'll have you under standby, and hopefully that'll be it for the night at 9 o'clock. KDTX, National Weather. This is KDTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9 p.m. For southeastern St. Clair County. At 8:30 p.m., a severe thunderstorm is located near Marine City, 4-7 miles southwest of St. Clair, moving east at 25 miles per hour. Primary hazards are 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. This severe storm will be near Marine City around 8:35 p.m. This is KDTX National Weather.
Severe thunderstorm watch.
This is KDTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9 p.m. for southeastern St. Clair County. At 8:47, a severe thunderstorm is located over Marine City or near Algonac, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Primary hazard are 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, half-hour size hail. This severe storm will be near Marine City around 8:55. This is KDTX National Weather Service Highlight.
KDTX from St. Clair County, KHANA.
Go ahead, St. Clair.
I just want to let you know we acknowledge the update and we are still out here in condition green.
Message received. This is KDTX National Weather Service. This is KDTX, National Weather Service. National Weather Service in Detroit Pontiac has issued severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern St. Clair County and southeastern Michigan until 9:30 p.m. At 8:54, a severe thunderstorm is located over Algonac, moving southeast at 20 miles per hour. Primary hazards are 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Severe thunderstorm will be near Algonac around 9 p.m. KDTX, National Weather.
Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy, 71 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area.
Yes. Can you find your home yet? Cancellation is coming out here in the next couple of minutes.
All right.
This is KDTX. National Weather Service has allowed the Thunderstorm Watch 665 to expire for the following areas. This covers all of the remaining 13 counties. So we are clear. Micon is leaving the building. 73L, KDTX.
Thank you, Ted. No, you have others.
What a bed.
Copy that. Thanks, Ted. KHANF, St. Clair County.
Have a good night, guys. KDTX.
Are we clear to be naughty?
Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 71 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees.